Internal challenges to the Sharon government's policies came as members of a new Palestinian government took office this past week, and as Palestinians hope new life could be breathed into the Israeli-Palestinian dialogue. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, rising discontent with the Palestinian leadership's past performance could pose problems for the new government.
Young Palestinian men mobilize at the bombed-out headquarters of Palestinian Authority leader Yasser Arafat in the West Bank town of Ramallah. Raised on his fiery rhetoric and militant brand of Palestinian nationalism, they materialize whenever their leader looks imperiled, as Arafat did when Israel threatened to remove him in September. But alongside this fierce form of loyalty sits another less flattering reality. A recent poll by the Independent Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research showed that 82% of the public believes there is corruption inside the Palestinian Authority, or PA, which Arafat heads. 90% supports internal and external calls for reforms. During the debate to approve the new cabinet this past week, a number of Palestinian lawmakers assailed the PA for the lack of reform, reflecting rising public dissatisfaction. Legislator Saudi Al-Kuntz joined the assembly via teleconference from Gaza. There are reports, he said, dating back to 1997 about what we called corruption within the Palestinian Authority. What has become of those reports? The lawmaker asked. Palestinians voice similar strains of discontent on the streets of Ramallah. Mawafaka Faitha tucked a package of kataif, the special dessert of Ramadan season, under his arm and said he thought the Palestinian Authority was dishonest. Most of these ministers, he says, have their own private businesses. And if legislation contradicts their business interests, he says, the legislation will be stopped. He adds, people are appointed not because they're qualified, but because they have family or clan connections. The Palestinian television producer is also exercised about what he calls the failure of top cabinet ministers negotiating peace to convince the world that the Palestinian people, he says, are not terrorists. They don't need to convince us, they need to convince the Americans, he says. Still others say part of the blame for the state of affairs here must be assigned to the Americans and the Europeans. The Palestinian Center for Peace and Democracy's Nassif Mualim notes that U.S. administrations and the EU have continued to fund the Palestinian Authority over its eight-year existence, despite the lack of reform. Mualim says the electoral law, which favors one-party rule, needs an overhaul, and the people, he says, need an election. The last one was 8 years ago. 3 years of Israeli closures and curfews in the West Bank and Gaza have not helped. In fact, Mualim says Israel's occupation has thrown the reformation of the PA into reverse. He says the more Israel leans on Yasser Arafat, the easier it is for the Palestinian leader confined to his offices known as the Mukatta to say survival, not reform, is the priority now.
I think the occupation has strengthened the corruption. The occupation has strengthened those people who are undemocratic. You couldn't fight against the Palestinian Authority while Mr. Arafat and his people are jailed in the Muqata'a. Now, when the Palestinian Authority is a target for the occupiers, how shall we fight or face the Palestinian Authority?
The Palestinian Authority is also accused of procrastinating on elections, especially at the local level, for fear of the results. Businessman Nassif Abu Shouche says the poverty, after 3 years of uprising and no economic activity, is pushing people to support militant factions.
When people are suffering, when people are, they are getting more and more poor. So you can imagine that Hamas is winning.
Polls show Hamas gaining support. But while the PA is seen as increasingly unpopular, the president himself continues to enjoy broad support. Yasser Arafat's ratings are higher than they've been in 5 years. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.